This is the way I like mine to sound, just like this right here, because it's kind of mellow, it's kind of loud. So if I talk louder on the mic, you can hear that I'm talking loud. Other than that, I'm talking, ouch, you just pinched the hell out of my finger. Thank you very much. Yeah, don't apologize. You know you meant it. You're going to take out life insurance policy on my finger. Now it's her turn to talk. Could you please talk, please, so we can test the audio?
Yes, we're testing the goddamn audio. You can hear me, right?
No, it's too low. Look at my bounce meter and look at yours.
That's because you're loud.
You're supposed to be loud. It's
well,
a microphone.
I'm trying to be loud. I can't be as loud as you. That's why I'm saying you should turn my mic up and yours slightly down. That way, it sounds even.
Well, here you go. Now it's a little louder, so try it.
All right. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3.
Time out.
But anyways, we are here, as usual, at the Freak Mansion, broadcasting across state. For them niggas playing spades, and they always playing spades day and night. I don't know how long you can play spades and for how many days out of the year. At some point, it's got to get boring. I mean, get cable or something. I don't know. So anyways, we are going to just get right into some topics. It's...
Well, before...
Wait, I'm going to say who I am.
Say it.
I'm Lady Shasha, the fashion freak. If y'all don't know, now you know.
And I'm Tony Mann, and I'm not going to be the universal hater anymore. I'm actually changing my outlook. So I'm just going to be Tony Mann, 00, like an agent, 00.
If you hear anything sipping, that's me. I got some hot cocoa.
Yeah, hot cocoa.
Yes, that's right, hot cocoa. I was going to drink coffee, but it's kind of late, and I don't want to be up all night, so...
Hot cocoa.
I drink some hot cocoa. Yes. Don't be jealous.
You're like a hipster. Hot cocoa. What kind of hot cocoa is
Swiss Miss. What do you think?
You have marshmallows in your Swiss Miss?
I did not put the marshmallows in tonight, because I'm going rogue.
Yeah, but you have, like, the super-duper giant marshmallows that are, like, like pillows.
I used those up. They were great value, by the way. Great value. That's a free plug. I think I should get free giant mushrooms just for mentioning it.
Giant marshmallows.
Yeah.
Not
too.
Mushrooms.
Yeah, that too.
Well, anyways, this is Freak Radio, and yes, they do play spades a lot. I play with them on spades, and my question is, how do you always hang out with your boys? I never see any girls over there, ever. It's just a bunch of dudes. I mean, when I was growing up, when we hung out with my boys, there would always be at least a bunch of the Puerto Rican girls walking by, and, you know, we'd be like, "Hi, mommy chula," or whatever, and get their phone numbers, and they'd have friends, and everybody would have friends, and we'd all hang out. But people now, they don't even have fucking girls come over.
Well, you don't know whether they want girls. Maybe they're homo thugs.
That is true. They could be.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what? They're not that there's anything wrong with that, as they say in Seinfeld. But anyways, we are here broadcasting live. Welcome, welcome, and welcome. So, Lady Shasha, what do you have today? What do you want to vent? Because let me tell you, I have some really major events today.
Well, I'm going to start off with the seminar that I attended, where I sat for 40 minutes listening to this gentleman explain about how Latinos are the new majority, and if you want to be a successful business owner, you got to market to Latinos, which I don't have a problem with. I think that's cool. But then later, during the seminar... And he happened to work for a Spanish language television show. I asked about the internet rumors that we're hearing about how telenovelas are going to get closed captioning in English so that people who don't speak Spanish could possibly watch them.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me some kind of half-assed canned response as to why they're not going to do that yet. And I was thinking to myself, well, if you just spent 40 minutes telling me that as a business owner, if I don't market to Latinos, I'm missing 40% of the population. Then I'm thinking to myself, well, you as a Latino, if you are not marketing to non-Latinos, you're missing 60% of the population.
So why
would you not put the subtitles there so that other people can watch the programming? It's kind of one-sided. It kind of felt to me like they want everyone. When I say they, I can also say we because I have some... Latino genealogy on my mother's side. Somebody back there is Mexican. I don't know. I mean, I know who, but I'm just saying I don't want to, you know, put my business out in the street, but it's already out in the street. So anyways, on one hand, Latinos want to be marketed to, but on the other hand, they seem a little bit insular in that they don't market to anyone outside the Latino community is what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Well, my problem is basically, I totally agree with everything you just said. And my problem is that I went to the same thing that you did. And what I did notice was that everything, what he kept talking about was, like you said, the Latino market. But if he really paid attention to everything, all business, regardless if it's in China, Japan, anywhere, it's conducted in English. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So Latino, I'm sorry, Latinos, I love y'all, but all business, English is the universal language. So, I mean, you would think that they would probably get more business if they did separate audio programming in English for those telenovelas, because let me tell you, those motherfuckers are great. I don't give a damn. Those, like we were said before, the guy could be a doctor, fall in love with the girl can shoot him, he'll get shot and fall over the dock into the water, come out and be a karate expert, and then, you know, they live happily ever after. Oh, those things are great.
You completely forgot that he runs off with the maid who he later finds out is his stepsister or half-sister or something crazy
that. That's true, too.
Some, you gotta twist.
Like, my junk was pressed, Esmeralda. Esmeralda was my shit. The song used to be like, Esmeralda. And then it was like, mia, and I didn't understand a word they were fucking saying, but the shit was great. It was like, Esmeralda was, I was just like, is she gonna marry her husband? Well, not her boyfriend at the time, and it was great. I had my friends translate everything to me and tell me what happens, but I was sucked into that telenovela better than fucking Days of Our Lives or Guiding Light. Mm-hmm. Although Guiding Light was good when Nia Long was in it, when she was Cat. That's the only time I watched it.
Oh, I never watched Guiding Light. My extent of watching soap operas are like nighttime soap operas. I think I watched like 3 episodes of Melrose Place. That counts, right?
No.
It's a nighttime soap.
Melrose Place does not count.
Okay, well, that's enough about that. Let's talk about something else. I want to talk about this thing that you were showing me, the hipster bingo. Let me look at it. I'm going to look at the card.
Hipster bingo is the shit. I'm sorry.
Okay, so in here you have ironic facial hair. And mm-hmm. I don't know what determines whether it's ironic. Well, in the picture, the guy is mutton chop, so I guess that's ironic.
Well, and it's you know what? I don't understand that either. Maybe it's ironic because they're like try to be really neat and like so like whatever, but their beard is real sloppy looking, like real mm-hmm. natty, like they look like they came out of the woods.
It has a 70s vest, some thick black glasses.
I was a hipster before that shit became cool.
Yeah, I was going to say, because for you, just by you saying it was before it became cool, that officially makes you a hipster. And as I look at you, you have thick black glasses on right now. And since the gears on your bike are broken, it's technically a fixie.
Okay, so bingo. I'm not a hipster.
But you don't have Chuck Taylors.
Hell no.
I got 2 pairs of Chuck Taylors. Oh, wait a minute. Headphones with an iPod make you a hipster? I wear headphones. I prefer them to earbuds. They sound better. Everything sounds better.
Well, you have little ears, too, so.
Yeah, earbuds, yeah, they're not, they don't work on me too well. I don't have any geek tattoos. I have a lot of ironic t-shirts, I guess.
Yeah, you do. You have, like, a gem and...
Yeah.
You're a hipster. You are a hipster. Do you realize that?
I have drank a Pabst Blue Ribbon before. Beer, it was all right. I like Miller High Life better, though. I have to say that. I don't put any stickers on my laptop because I feel like that's
I was gonna do it, but I mean, what the hell?
Oh, wait. Technically, on my old Mac, I had a
Run DMC
sticker on.
Yeah, okay, so, right. Maybe you are.
And I have tight black jeans, but I'm a woman, so I think we can wear them. I think it's only if men wear the tight black jeans that they might be hipsters.
That's another thing. You need the skinny jeans. I mean, and then they bag them.
Yeah, you sagging skinny jeans is
look like you crap your pants. Like,
yeah, it's not cool.
Really
that's not cool.
Shit your pants.
The skateboard, I don't think that's hipster at all. I mean, a lot of different types of people have skateboards. Big Afro, not hipster. I mean, a lot of people have Afros. Questlove comes to mind. I don't think Questlove is a hipster. He's got a big Afro. It's not like his trademark.
I agree.
Bermuda shorts, I do have. You have Bermuda shorts.
No, I have swimming trunks.
No, you have Bermuda shorts.
No, I don't.
Because Bermuda shorts come down to your knees, and that's the way you wear
No, those
shorts.
Are baggy shorts.
No, you wear Bermuda
I'm not wearing
shorts.
Nut Hugger shorts.
No, the picture here, Bermuda shorts, are not Nut Hugger shorts. Apparently, they look, they're plaid. You have plaid Bermuda shorts.
I have golf. Those are golf shorts.
They're still Bermuda shorts.
Whatever. Oh, you
call really, it what you
you're
want.
You're trying to single my ass out and tell me that I'm a hipster. I'm not a freaking hipster.
Well, you have thick black glasses and a fixie bike. That's enough. Your facial hair is not ironic, though. Maybe you got to cut some lines in it.
I got to know. I have to grow it out like really, really long, yes. Like Grizzly Adams type shit.
What's a neighbor hoodie? We don't have. You do have a hoodie from school, but it's not really a neighbor hoodie. I don't think
what the hell is a neighbor hoodie? Let me see. What
I guess it's like. A hoodie with your neighborhood's name on it.
Yeah, like Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You don't have one.
Wait, you do have a Brooklyn t-shirt, though, or a Subway t-shirt, something like that.
Subway. Yeah, I got them in Manhattan at Times Square. Those don't count.
They
sorry.
Don't count. Oh,
no, they're touristy, so. All
right, well, I can't say I have anything.
You are really trying to label me as a fucking hipster.
You kind of are. Oh, wait, 40 ounce. You're a hipster.
That's, you know what?
No. You drank 40s. Yeah, you did.
I drank them. I drank 32 ounces now because of
that. Wait,
hold on. That's a bullshit list right there because you know what? I did that shit back in the early 90s. I wasn't a hipster back in the 90s. I was just Onyx. Like, God damn it.
You were Onyx.
Hell yeah. I had all black Timberland boots, baggy ass pants, a fucking hoodie, drinking a 40. That was what we call hood. That's right now. These guys that do it now, they're just trying to be edgy and cool, man. It's just not cool, all right? I grew up doing that shit, man.
How you grow up drinking 40s?
Since I was 21.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Actually, no. I lied. 18. Which, don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
But, you're more of a hipster than me. You're the one that goes to Starbucks.
Yeah, but Starbucks, that doesn't make you a hipster. That just makes you a person who likes coffee. I go to Dunkin' Donuts, too.
When's the last time you went to Dunkin' Donuts?
About a month ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I also go to Barney's.
Hipster.
I am not a coffee snob.
Where's Barney's?
I buy coffee from the gas station.
Where's Barney's? In a downtown area of a nice neighborhood.
Yes, it is in a nice neighborhood. What's wrong with that? Am I supposed to go to the hood to get coffee?
Yeah, then you're a hipster. And you sit outside. Listen, any place, Dunkin' Donuts is not a hipster place. Because any place where you can get a mocha frappa latte and they fucking make a design in the cream on the top, that's a hipster place. You're a hipster.
I'm not a hipster.
You are a hipster. What kind of music do you listen to? Ironic what?
I listen to everything.
Ironic 80s and 90s music.
Why? You trying to say because I rickrolled myself in the morning, I'm a hipster.
Yeah, you did actually rickroll yourself this morning.
I like that
funny.
Song.
Oh, does that say Miller High Life right there? Oh, yes, it does.
Oh, goodness.
You are a hipster.
Oh, damn. I thought it was past Blue Ribbon that made you a hipster.
Well,
Miller High Life is a good beer.
What does that say? Blogger with a digital camera. Oh, that'd be me. Damn.
A blogger with a digital camera.
I'm not a hipster. I refuse that.
I don't have chunky plastic glasses. You do.
Hey, these were cheap glasses. They're good. But you know what? Anything else?
I don't have any personal. Oh, cabbie hat.
Oh God.
Cabbie hat. You're a hipster. So
I'm not a freaking hipster.
You wear cabbie hats.
I'm not a hipster.
I do have a high school sports T-shirt, but I don't wear it often.
Often. Only when it's not
actually,
dirty.
I think it's a middle school track.
Well,
T-shirt,
you know what?
But it still fits me. I can't help
Here,
it if I'm...
Since we're talking about this, let me talk about something that annoys me today, okay?
What?
I was sitting, I audited a class in a school. Can't tell you what school. Anyways, the kids nowadays, the younger generation, right? To me, I always feel like they're trying to save the world. Like the hipster kids. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like,
just,
we were talking about...
they're just more optimistic than our generation.
We were talking about the Bonobo monkeys. Bonobo monkeys, whatever the hell they're called. But they're supposed to be really smart. And the professor today was talking about how they're almost extinct. And, of course, the hipster kid behind me, with the fucking hat, was like, well, you know, it's because we're infringing on their territories with building malls and stuff. This is in central fucking Africa.
Yeah,
how many malls in fucking central in this jungle?
Well, there isn't really a lot of jungle in Africa. It's actually mostly flatland.
No, it's in central. There's a jungle.
There is a jungle, but in the central part of Africa. A lot of jungles in Africa. People always think that it's filled with jungles, but it's really more jungle in Asia and South America than in Africa. Sorry.
in between the tropics of Tropic of Capricorn and the Tropic of Cancer and the equator make it jungle. Did you know that?
Either way, there's I don't think there's a mall there infringing on the monkey's habitat.
Yeah, well, and you know, it was just he's kind of annoyed. And then what he does, right? He keeps raising his hand and talking to the professor like it's a one-on-one conversation with him and the professor. And I honestly sat there and I was listening to this kid talk and I was like, yo, maybe this kid needs a father figure. Who the fuck does he need to impress with his wealth of knowledge? Because there comes a point when you're in the classroom and you're the dude's talking and you're just like, please, stop talking. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I was just thinking about like the whole monkeys in the mall. If they did...
monkeys in the mall!
Wait, if they did open a mall... The monkeys could work at Abercrombie Fitch. They already have no shirt on.
You know what? Monkeys in the mall.
It's just funny. Think about it. Well, think about it. If you look at the outside of an Abercrombie Fitch, it already has the little, like, tiki hut thing.
Well, you have them swinging from the fucking chandeliers.
It just seems like it would be a perfect place for monkeys to work at Abercrombie Fitch.
And I don't know about... maybe you and maybe the listeners, I can't stand walking by Abercrombie and Fitch because the smell.
They pump out cologne.
Yeah, it stinks. I mean, it's the worst. Like, it annoys. It gives me a headache.
No, it probably has a pheromone that attracts douchebags.
Yeah, it's got the douchebag scent. That's a good one. But anyway, so yeah, he's always talking. He always raises his hand and he's always has this one-on-one conversation with the professor. And it really annoys the shit out of me because you know what? It's like, why are you trying to be too cool for the room? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So, are we done with hipsters now? Can we talk about something else besides hippies or hipsters? Sorry.
Well, hippies. I shouldn't say hippies. I was going to say beatniks were the original hipsters.
Beatniks.
Beatniks.
Can you describe what a beatnik is?
A beatnik is like... like a hipster, but in the 60s, and they were all talking about organic stuff and peace and all that. And they wrote beat poetry, and they wore tight black pants, too. And I'm not 100% sure, but they might have had some Converse on, too. But they had berets instead of the cabbie hats.
Berets.
They smoked cigarettes. They drank coffee.
What kind of cigarettes?
I don't know what kind of specific cigarettes. Y'all gonna have to Google that if you want to find out more about hipsters.
Hipster cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Parliaments. Parliaments are hipster cigarettes. But it's just, you know, I don't know. Today, I was having a really hard time in the school I go to, and I'll tell you why. When I went to the class, right? I went into the classroom today, and I couldn't get on the school's Wi-Fi. I couldn't get on it for the life of me. It kept timing out. So during our 20-minute break, I went out in the hallway, and I called the IT for the school. And when I called the IT, explained to me why he didn't know how the hell to get me on the Wi-Fi. When I talked to him, right, I go to a technical college. They know how to work on computers, right? He had no idea how to reset my Wi-Fi for me. He actually told me to go in. And he told me, go on blahblahblah.com to reset my Wi-Fi. I had to stop him and say, hold on a second. I can't get on the Wi-Fi in order to go...
on the website.
On the website. And he goes, oh, yeah, you're right. I really wanted to throw my phone at him, but he wasn't around because it was on the phone. I just don't understand why they hire people that don't know a damn thing about a damn thing. But I can't find a job any freaking where.
You should apply to work for the IT.
Yeah, well, you know what? I probably know a little bit more than them. And another thing that annoys me, we must have the cleanest bathrooms in the fucking school. Because every time I go to take a leak, there's a cleaning person in it. It doesn't make sense to me.
They're hiding there so they could look like they're busy.
Well, have you ever been to the bathrooms in the school and noticed
there's
that...
there's always a cleaning lady in it, yeah. And it is clean. I have to give them that. Those are some clean bathrooms.
And they smell good.
Yeah, they do.
But it's like, God, do something else. Go clean a toilet. I mean, a toilet. Go clean a trash can or something. But then every time there's a break, I see like a line of students running to the bathroom. So maybe they do have to maintain it, because if they don't, these little nasty hipster kids will piss all over the seat.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about hipster piss.
It smells like hipster piss.
It just came out that way. It just came out that way.
Hipster piss. Okay.
You know what it smells like?
What?
Pastel Ribbon and Miller High Life.
And douche? They piss douche?
No. No, you're confusing the hipsters with the Abercrombie and Fitch guys.
You know what I just wondered, though?
What?
Why isn't that thing moving?
It because of the updates. Because it needs an update, but you have to look at the time up there.
Is it saving? I mean, are we going to be legit with this radio broadcast?
We'll find out when we're done.
Fuck. Well, what the fuck? I hope we are, because this, I mean, what the fuck, man? We're having a good conversation here. Yeah. It looks like it is recording.
Yeah, that's what I that's
maybe
what
you need to go call the IT department. Maybe they can fucking around with your shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways.
Oh, so let's talk about that.
What? Talk about?
What you showed me earlier today with Lil Wayne acting like he can't answer a question. What the hell was that again?
Oh, that was Lil Wayne. He was at a deposition for a Quincy Jones documentary. And he was being very fucking belligerent to the guy. Like, when the guy was asking the questions. But come on, the first two questions were retarded. Like, when they just showed the video of him getting interviewed by Katie Couric. And the prosecutor says, was that you being interviewed by Katie Couric? And he says, come on, man.
He says, quote, that's a dumbass question.
Yeah.
Then he starts saying that every question he's asked, I don't know or I don't recall. So much so that he started giving that response even before the question was, like I'll show you. Ask me a question.
Hey, do you know?
I don't recall. He wasn't even letting him finish asking the question before he just said, I don't recall.
When he was like, oh, you think, he says, and I quote, I do whatever I want. You think he can stop me, pointing to the judge? He says, I don't care what he says. And then he asked the guy, what does he ask the guy?
No, he told the guy, you know, in the real world, no one can protect you.
No one can save you.
Oh, no one can save
you. And the prosecutor says, is that a threat? And he goes, then he says it again, no one can save you. And then when the judge says, what are you talking about? He says, I was talking to myself. I mean, they should have never gave them money.
No. Yeah, you know you wasn't about to say that word.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not going to. But I'm just saying, it's ridiculous, you know? So, now we have a video here of something that is a minute and 40 long. What are we watching?
This is Ann Coulter on Fox News, or Fox and Friends, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Let me actually put the mic near it, so... Oh, yeah.
You go ahead. Your mic well, near. Let's
I'm,
play
I'm
it.
Gonna, I'm going to play it. She's calling some Democrats out on quote unquote the racial divide.
So okay, let's see.
Oh, hold up. Let me turn up the volume.
Yeah, please.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ann Coulter.
He's furious in that clip. He cites all the black people coming up to him. Then cites black people in other countries whom he refers to as African Americans. That's because here in America, he doesn't have any black friends. He doesn't have any black neighbors. His son, I have the URL in the book. There is a big picture of his son's wedding, 100 people in the church, not a black face in the group. Any Republican with the facts of Chris Matthews' life would be convicted of racism in 2 seconds. He's a race bean counter for every Tea Party, every Republican gather. He doesn't have any black friends.
You have a list, kind of a laundry list of things that if you support a certain thing, the media quick to label you a racist. For instance, if I were opposed to Obamacare...
Racist.
All right. If I joined a Tea Party...
Yes, definitely racist.
If I use... if you're simply a Republican or support gun rights...
And the word the. Don't forget the word the, because... Fox News contributor Alan Combs actually brought the word the up with me last night on his radio show. The, if you say the blacks. And meanwhile, I mean, you have, for example, and I quote a whole series of introductions from Rachel Maddow, our very, very, very special black guest, Melissa Harris-Lacewell. I mean, this is not a person that is comfortable around black people. Every introduction of a black guest is, you are wicked smart. You are so smart. You're the smartest. And then, you know, poor nerd white guest Chris Hayes, it's, and now from The Nation, Chris Hayes, good to see you. These are not people who have black friends, who know black people. Oh, sorry, except, you know, Lawrence Odell and Bill Maher, who date black gals, so they think they're freedom riders.
Wow. Well, does Anne, first of all.
I think she does have a point when she was talking about Rachel Maddow introducing black people, because whenever you make a big deal about saying, oh, this person is wicked smart, or this person is so talented, it's almost as though you're trying to say they're the exception to the rule. Like, most black people aren't smart, but this one here is really smart. I think that's what she was trying to get at. With the Bill Maher thing, I just thought that was funny. Saying, you get it, freedom riders, ride, and...
I don't get Ann Coulter.
No, the sexual connotation. She said that Bill Maher, because he dates black women, he thinks he's a freedom rider.
Yes.
I peeped that what's her name, Ann Coulter said. She does have a point, though. There's a lot of people that are Democrats that are saying that, you know, they automatically point a finger at Republicans as being racist, but there's just as many Democrats that are racist. And like she said about Chris Matthews' son, Chris Matthews is on and on about being very liberal and very, anti-racist, but like she said, she looked at his son's wedding picture, over 100 guests and not a single one was black. It's kind of telling a little bit.
Unless
you're from Iowa or someplace where there's not a lot of black people. But
I agree with her when she says that whenever you put the in front of it, like mm-hmm. the blacks or the Mexicans or the...
Yeah.
But if you remember, there was a comedian that also said it, that said, wherever you drop an F-bomb, where you put an F-bomb can make you a racist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you say, like, those, let's say, Hispanic fucks,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't sound racist, but if you say those fucking Hispanics, that immediately sounds like you're being a racist.
I think both of them sound racist.
Well, okay. Well, I don't remember the quote mm-hmm. 100%, and next time we broadcast, I will play it for you so that you can hear it. But what he said was, it's pretty true. And I don't know. It's fucked up because it's like, Ann Coulter doesn't bother me as much as she bothers everybody else. I don't think she's a bigot. I just think that she speaks her fucking mind. And, you know, I don't support her, but she does bring up some fucking truths. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, yeah. I'm going to show you a new trend now.
Oh, wow.
Okay, this is on the rise.
That's a hell of a segue. It's on Fox News also. That's the segue, because both of these are from Fox News.
Yes, well, this is, I want to just read this, and I quote, a new trend in body art is emerging in Japan. It's known as the bagel head.
I saw that online.
Why
that
the fuck
crazy.
Do you want to look like a fucking Ferengi?
No, Ferengis kind of had a butt head.
Okay, did you see what the bagel heads look like?
Yeah, but it's not the same as a Ferengi head. Do you know the Ferengi motto?
No, please tell me. I'm a nerd and I know these things.
Once you get their money, you never give it back. That is a Ferengi motto.
But why the hell does people do that? Why do people want to make a bagel head? Asians.
No, don't
it's
say
in
all
Asians.
Asians.
It's an Asian thing. It's in Japan.
That doesn't mean that it's all Asians. You see three people in Japan. That doesn't mean it's all Asians.
Yo, it's the newest trend on the rise in Japan, it says. Read the title. Bagel head trend on the rise in Japan.
Because three people did it? I don't see more than three people in the pictures. It's not a trend yet.
Yo, listen, just because a photo had... What, do you want to take a photo with everyone in Japan with a bagel head?
I do not believe that is that big of a trend. I think that news story is sensationalistic.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so that's... Okay, I see what you're trying to get at.
You know
you're trying
this?
To say it's Fox
know,
News.
Oh,
what about
no,
the Daily
you,
News?
But did you see the guy that split his penis in half and that's a thing now?
Split his... Yeah.
Splitting your penis. Like,
I know that...
Like, it's called bifurcating. I don't get why you would want to do that, but there's dudes doing that. They want to split
you know
their
what?
Penis
it's...
in half And
it's funny you should mention
that.
It's funny you should mention that because we discussed that today. Like there are tribes.
Yeah.
And that's what the professor was talking about.
I'm talking, these are just regular.
No, but let
American
me tell you, the professor was talking about people that split their penises down the middle.
Yeah.
And
how did that come up in class?
Because we were talking about the Tasmanians and how they were eradicated and they're gone now. You can't find any native Tasmanians.
Oh, wow.
So we talked about native cultures or whatever, and he spoke about the men that were getting their penises split down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to raise my hand and say it's a good thing because two heads are better than one, but I didn't do it. I didn't say it. I wanted to say it.
You should have said that.
No, because then I could have gotten in trouble in school.
Okay.
But you think about it, and he was like, and both sides work, so then that's when I really wanted to, I was biting my tongue that I wanted to
now
say.
That's the part I don't understand. How could both sides work? Because you only have one urethra, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
So, like, how can both sides work if it's split in half?
I don't know. Would you like me to split my penis in half and say?
No, I would not, but I'm trying to figure out how that works.
I don't know.
What if the urethra was on one side and the vas deferens was on the other side?
Wow. Deep. Now you sound like a hipster.
I don't sound like a hipster at all.
Hipster talk over
now,
here.
Now, did you say, was it Tasmanians that split their penises, or was it
no,
different tribe?
Tasmanians are dead.
Yeah, but what?
What the hell was the tribe? Aboriginals? Aboriginals did that. That's right. I think he said Aborigines in Australia. Okay. That's another thing. When you're in class, these youngsters, oh my God, you have to explain everything to them about, like, in the past. Like, we watched a video from the 1970s, and these kids totally toned the hell out. Like, they just, like, glazed over. And I'm like, yo, it was Tom Brokaw, and he looked young as hell. And I'm sitting there going, damn, this is pretty interesting. And the youngsters were, like, glazing the fuck over. Like, you know, I don't understand it.
Because I don't know what it is about, I guess we'll call millennials, that they can't, their mind can't wrap around anything that happened before they were born. And I'm wondering if it's because of programming, because when us Generation X's were growing up, most of what we watched on television was created and filmed before we were born. I mean, how many of us remember I Love Lucy and Green Acres and the Beverly Hillbillies and Gilligan's Island and the Tom and Jerry cartoon, all this? We were growing up watching stuff that came out 30 years before we were born, and none of us cared. We didn't care. We'd turn on Superstation TBS on Saturday afternoon and watch Kung Fu movies that came out in 1972, and no one cared.
Those are the best.
We would just be like, oh, it's Kung Fu. It's Kung Fu Saturday.
Yeah, but you know what? That reminds me of that one young hipster student that I keep talking about. When the teacher was talking today, too, he brought up some quotes, and one of them was like, "Film in the past was happy." It was like a saying that one of the students came up with. It said, "Film in the past was happy. Nowadays, film is just depressing," or something like that. And he was like, "Well, what do you guys think about it?" So then the hipster kid was like, "Well, what I see is that a lot of people are now, it could be taken as a lawsuit type of thing, and they're so litigious now, by the way." But he's like, oh, it could be a law thing, and people could get sued over everything, and blah, 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 blah. You know, like really trying to break it down like that. So I raised my hand, and I was like, well, if you really want to say film was depressing, and now it's, I mean, film was happy back then, and now it's depressing, I said, think about it. When films first hit their stride, it was in the 1920s when the Great Depression was out. So most films had to be more of an upbeat film because people were depressed. And people wanted to go to the movies to see, you know.
To escape.
Now, what I basically said was, nowadays, I said, now these kids like these movies like Batman Begins or The Dark Knight. And I said, they sit there and they just blank out and they just watch the explosion and action on the screen. And there's no true story behind it. It's just a bunch of bullshit.
Well,
I didn't say bullshit, but you know. And
even within a 20-year span, look at the difference between Batman 1989 and Batman in the late 2000s.
With the Joker.
Yeah. Batman 1989 was pretty damn fun. Batman now is depressed as fuck. That's what it's like. If Batman is that depressed, just kill your fucking self, Batman. It's not worth it.
He's
just
emo Batman.
Kill yourself,
he's
Batman.
And then we have an emo Spider-Man.
I don't like that. That's why I like Iron Man. Tony Stark is the shit because he enjoys being Iron Man.
Yeah, well, I mean, look. And the Hulk enjoyed it.
The Hulk didn't enjoy it, but the Hulk was less depressed about his situation than Batman.
Yeah, how can you be depressed if you're a I mean, yeah, you granted your parents passed away.
Superman's parents were dead, too. He wasn't as depressed as
But my problem is, but Batman, you're like a multi-bajillionaire.
Mm-hmm.
You own half the fucking city, and you're still depressed.
Yeah, Superman had to have a job. He wasn't born rich.
How did he pay his rent?
He worked at the Daily Globe or some crap he worked at, a Metropolis, some newspaper he worked at.
Daily Bugle? No, that's Spider-Man, like that. The Daily Planet.
Why do they all work at newspapers?
Because that's what was in Gotham, or a.k.a. New York City.
Oh, okay. Because I wondered, I thought that was very coincidental that they both worked at newspapers.
What I liked about...
What if they did a crossover comic book where Spider-Man and Superman worked at the same newspaper?
I don't know. What? You know what?
I should copyright that. Oh, you can't copyright an idea. I should write that down so it's no longer an idea. And it's actually something that, yeah. Well, actually... It's in a fixed format, because this is being podcast, so it's a recording of me saying it as a fixed format. I can copyright that. So if any of y'all come up with a movie where Spider-Man and Superman work at the same newspaper, I'm going to sue you.
Okay.
I'm an American. You know we're litigious.
I just said, yeah, you see, you're part hipster, too, because I just said the hipster was litigious, too. Yeah. But, like, I still say to this day... I might have said it on the previous podcast. I'm not 100% sure. But Superman must think humans are stupid. Because he thinks a pair of glasses and a suit make him not recognizable. All you got to do is take off your damn glasses and put a little curl in the front of your head. And all of a sudden, you're fucking Superman. People don't notice that shit. You look the same with your glasses on or off. But then again, I mean, you have a lot more melanin than me.
What? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
You can't be a superhero because I'd recognize you as a superhero unless you wore a mask.
Or unless I was Storm.
Storm wasn't a super... Well, she
wasn't
a superhero.
Yeah, she's an X-Men, so she's a superhero.
What did she do? So let's see your X-Men nerd ability here.
She can control the weather. And she had that great line. You know what happens to a frog when it gets struck by lightning?
Finish.
I'm sorry.
What's the rest?
The same thing that happens to everything else. I can't. How did Halle Berry get through that line without cracking up? That shit is horrible.
But she said that it. That is she horrible. Said conviction. Did you
yes,
see her
she
face?
Did. She really committed to that. Yeah. I'm like, this is terrible.
any new movies? Have you seen any new movies?
I actually saw two new movies.
What?
What's the one with the little girl that got possessed?
The Possession. That shit sucked. Ass.
I like the little girl that was the actress. She played Possessed really well because she went from being really nice to looking, you know, all crazy and stuff. And she was a good actress. The guy that played the father was a good actor. But everything else was kind of bad.
That guy
that
played the father was not. He was wooden as hell. I don't give a damn. Come on. When your daughter, spoiler alert, when your daughter finds a box and a moth comes out and then you got like 50 bajillion moths in the bedroom. And you don't react whatsoever. You just go in there and grab her and walk out. You're not like, holy shitter, what the hell is up? Like,
did you say holy shitter?
Yeah, well, no, holy, I said holy shit or.
Oh.
But the thing is, okay. It's like, if you're sitting there, right, what would your natural reaction be if your daughter, if you had a child and your daughter, when you opened a room and there was a shitload of moths, I'd be like, why the fuck did you open the window?
Mm-hmm.
You let all the moths in. But I would probably be like, what the hell?
Yeah, I'd be shocked. And I would call an exterminator.
Or the scene where she got possessed and stabbed him in the hand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, stabbed in the hand with a fork.
I'm just saying, that's your child. If I don't have children, but if I had a child that ever had the balls to stab me with a fork, they would see the true meaning of possession because I would be possessed to whoop their ass.
I'd have probably backhanded her. But I got stabbed in the hand with a fork because I reached across my grandfather's plate. But that's another story for another time.
Yeah.
what movie did you see?
I saw Resident Evil in 3D.
No, nah.
I liked it.
Actually, let's tell the truth. We went and paid to go see...
No, don't tell everybody your secrets, because then they'll all do it. Don't tell secrets. One day we'll tell you how we did that, but not today, because I don't want to give away all my secrets.
Our bootleg secrets here. Yes. Not bootleg. We don't bootleg movies.
No, we went into the movie theater.
But we're honey badgers when it comes to the movies.
Yes.
Fuck it.
Hell yeah. But anyways, I liked it. And I feel bad for Michelle Rodriguez. Spoiler alert, if you have not seen this movie yet and you don't want to know what happens, you're gonna need to turn this off right now. I'm going to give you 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Not only did they bring Michelle Rodriguez back, they killed her twice.
Yeah.
I mean, this chick is killed in every movie, but only in Resident Evil did they make her two separate characters and kill both of the characters. Like, what? Is this like her thing? Does she enjoy getting killed in every movie?
Let me just ask you this question. Did she die in Machete? Yes, I think she did.
No, I think that's the only movie she made to the end and she was alive.
She died in Fast and Furious.
Yeah, she did.
She died in Girl Fight.
Yeah.
She died in Resident Evil 1.
Yeah.
She died in Resident Evil whatever the hell number this is, twice.
It's like 5.
Is it? And she's always wearing black tank tops.
Yeah, that's her thing.
Black...
That and the scowl. That perfect scowl.
Yeah. She, I don't know. You know, I actually looked, I was on Google and I looked up, all I put in was Michelle Rodriguez. I was going to put deaths,
mm-hmm.
but the very first search that came up was Michelle Rodriguez lesbian.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? Do people, I'm like, because she is.
Yeah, she has a girlfriend.
No, she's not.
I thought she had a girlfriend.
No.
I could swear she had a girlfriend.
I'm going to look it up right now while you're talking.
I can swear I saw like a paparazzi photo and it was like Michelle Rodriguez and her girlfriend. I just thought it was just everybody knew that.
Look, there you go. Let's see. August 1st, 2012.
Wait, the name of our article is Are You Fucking Kidding Me, Michelle Rodriguez?
That's it. Let's see. Let's see. She had multiple DUIs, legal issues, which ended with her being jailed. But in a way, you're fulfilling the whole idea. The lady doth protest too much. You know what I'm talking about? You exactly know what I'm talking about? Because you're always talking about it. You are not being a lesbian. What? You know what? It doesn't. I don't really care.
Yeah, I don't care either. I like her as an actress. I just want to see her in movies where she doesn't die.
Yeah, she needs to be, Oh, wait. Maybe, there you go, Michelle Rodriguez talks about being outed. You're right. Okay, I stand corrected, huh?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, hey, more power to her, man. She's a great actress. Yeah. I like her.
And I like the fight scene she was in.
Yeah.
At the end, there was two really good fight scenes in Resident Evil 5, which I don't even know what the name of this one is.
After Extinction?
After Extinction. Purgatory.
Something. Resident Evil, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Reincarnation.
I like how they had, once again, they had Mila Jovovich barely dressed in the very beginning with a piece of paper covering up her lack of titties and
her lack.
Her IBTCs.
That's her. She used to be a model.
Like, they couldn't have probably cast a better looking three women in that movie. Well, four if you want to count that other chick. The tall, lanky chick that had the bug on her chest.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm talking about the Asian girl.
The only thing that bothered me with the Asian girl is her wig. It was just so evident that it was a really bad wig.
I'm saying the Asian girl, yeah. Mila Jovovich or whatever her name is, and Michelle Rodriguez are probably the three most beautiful women I've seen in cinema in a long time.
She actually, hold on, let me find that girl's name because I heard it's a funny name.
Bai Lingling.
No, it's something like that. No, it's not Bai Ling.
No, Bai Ling is the shit. I don't care. Bai Ling was my shit, man. I liked Bai Ling. Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
I had her Playboy.
It's Retribution. It's called Resident Evil Retribution.
We were close. Retro Extinction. Yeah, well.
Hold on, I'm gonna look up that girl's name.
Please look it up.
Cause it's a really interesting name, and it's like.
She's looking, ladies and gentlemen. She's looking long and hard for this.
Yeah, I'm on my IMDb.
IMDb, Internet Movie Database.
Do you know that some people have never heard of this, and I was surprised?
You know what I love? You know what site I really, really love?
What?
RuinedEndings.com. You ever heard of that? I love reading the ending of movies before they come out.
Oh, wait. There's another Resident Evil called Damnation.
You just sounded like Jay and Silent Bob just now. And you're like, ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. You had to play that song.
Yeah, that should be that should be our outro song.
Yes.
But I don't know how to want to get
her
sued.
Name is Bing Bing Lee. The character's name is Ada Wong, but the actress's name is Bing Bing Lee.
Okay.
I just feel like that's such a stereotypical name. It would be like if you had a black actor and his name was Leroy Jenkins. Tyrone Jenkins.
Wow. What? Bing Bing? Yeah.
Bing Bing Lee. Yeah, it sounds like it's a made-up name. Like somebody who doesn't know Chinese would be like, yeah, I was with this Chinese girl. Her name was Bing Bing Lee. But it's really actually her name.
Hey, Bing Bing, you want to have a bang bang? There you go. That's horrible.
That's horrible.
That's how you talk.
I bet you she got that pickup line before.
Yeah, well. There's just so many jokes to say there, but I'm not going to say them. I'm going to be polite now. I told you, I am not the universal hater anymore. Even though I railed on hipsters, I'm not a universal hater. I just don't understand. I don't understand the youth of today between the ages of 14 and 20.
Oh, I found out what Resident Evil Damnation is.
It's a cartoon.
It's a CG motion picture is what they're calling it now. CG motion pictures.
Yeah, so it's a cartoon.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's an animated feature. Oh, Ada Wong is in that one. Oh, no. Actually, they have...
Bing Bing Lee?
No, Courtney Taylor is playing Ada Wong in this.
Oh, I think it's on that movie thing, on that movie internet. I'm not going to give them any props because they don't give us any money. So,
good point.
That internet movie thingy that you can watch movies online. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's red. Anyways, that thing. There's a Resident Evil movie on that, too.
Hmm.
It's probably the one that you're talking about, but we have to watch it, I guess. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what fight scene I liked, though, in that Resident Evil movie? What? Was her with that chain with the big-ass lock on it in the hall.
Yeah, that was a good fight scene.
That was dope. I liked those.
And
you know,
the snow fight. That was
it kind of, her, that, the snow fight reminded me of Kill Bill.
Yeah, it did.
And the chain fight reminded me of,
reminded me of Kill Bill, too, when you think about,
Gogo Yubari?
Yes, Gogo Yubari, with the ball and chain.
No, because Bobo. Gogo Yubari was, I really, really liked her in that movie, but the fight ended too damn fast.
Yeah, it was too fast.
You know, I hate movies that do that. When they have this character that really stands out,
mm-hmm.
and they kill them off in like 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one punch, bam, they're dead. And you're just like, come on, for real?
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand this, but anyways, I think it's time to go watch the movie on that big red thing that I keep talking about on the internet, because we're not giving them props.
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
I don't want to watch that tonight. Wait, Honey Boo Boo's on.
Oh, God in heaven. Honey Boo Boo?
Honey Boo Boo's, that's the best reality show ever. You know why Honey Boo Boo is the best reality show?
Because it exploits white trash?
No, because it's all reality shows wrapped into one. It is Toddlers and Tiaras.
Yeah.
It's Extreme Couponing.
Okay.
I've seen the episode where the mom went to the grocery store.
Yeah.
You could kind of say a little bit is My Strange Addiction with that nasty sketty that they made. That's pretty nasty.
Yeah, that
they
should
ate that.
The sketty. Why don't you explain to the listeners what sketty is?
Oh, sketty is what Mama makes on Honey Boo Boo. It is spaghetti and a whole tub of, I think it was like country crock
butter,
vegetable spread, and ketchup. And that's it.
That is so fucking nasty.
I mean, why not just inject the cholesterol directly into your heart?
Well, I was watching a show.
Wait, I'm not finished. It's other TV shows wrapped in there, too. It's 16 and pregnant because you have one daughter.
That has an extra thumb.
No. Wait, that's My Shocking Story. Because the 16 and pregnant girl had a baby that has an extra thumb, so it's My Shocking Story. So you have all these reality shows.
Real Housewives of Atlanta?
No, well, she's not married. She calls that dude Sugar Bear is her baby daddy. I can't make this up. This is for real. Sugar
Bear. I swear to God, it sounds like a Maury Povich episode.
Sugar Bear is her baby daddy. They're not married, and Sugar Bear is only the father of Honey Boo Boo. The other three girls each have three separate fathers, so there's four fathers altogether.
So wait a minute.
Also Maury Povich.
So wait a minute. Looking at the mother, she actually had sex. Somebody found her attractive four different times?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Really?
She said that she's not the most butamous, her word, butamous woman in the world, but when you put some paint on that barn, it looks pretty good. Her words.
There's not enough paint. I'm sorry.
How many drinks would it take?
For me?
Yeah.
Let's just say I'd rather have sex with the two-headed girl.
It's two girls. They're conjoined twins, not a two-headed girl. It's two different girls.
Well, okay. Well, no, actually, I don't want to make fun of them. I'm not going to. I seriously, though, I would. Drink-wise, I probably have to drink 2 40s, four shots of Jägermeister. If I don't throw up by then, maybe I would have sex, but I don't actually think there's enough drinks in the world for me to find that woman attractive. I'm sorry. Listen.
Did you see the episode when she had, like, the ring around her neck?
Yeah, that's neck jam.
Yeah, her daughter called it, neck rust. Oh, and in the forklift foot. A forklift fell on her foot, so she got a kind of deformed foot. And the kids kept on going, my mama got a forklift foot.
Funny. It's just nasty. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave now
to
go watch this.
So we can watch the rest of Honey Boo Boo.
That fucking train wreck called Honey Boo Boo Child.
It is the best thing ever. A dollar make me holla.
And we will talk to you guys later. This is Tony Man 00. Find me on Twitter. Tony Man 00 at Tony Man 00 hashtag. I'm the shit.
This is Lady Shasha the Fashion Freak, and I don't want none of y'all following me on Twitter because I don't. So don't follow me.
Yeah, reverse psychology always works.
I don't care what you call it.
Deuces.